staying true to yourself around frequencies of fear. And this is, of course, very, very important. And you should understand how fear works. We live in a system, we are surrounded by a system that is built on fear. And this is important to realize. It is not built on ideas. It is built on fear. And of course, between the fear and the system, there are the ideas. These ideas result from fear, but the basis is fear. So when you're surrounded by fear, you get ideas that are based on fear. The fear around you is searching for a point in you that resonates. And this resonation creates an idea. And this idea, you might think, I have an idea, that is not in harmony with the system. But this is not true if this idea is also based on fear. And this is not very important to understand. There are many people who think they are fighting the system because they want a different way of life. But in fighting the system, they basically support the fear behind what we see as the system and are so feeding the system. What does fear do with you? You are surrounded by fear. And what does it do with you? Fear always tells you that there's something outside you. And what is outside you is threatening you. In practice, this means that fear always tells you that there are bad people. And that you have to fight those bad people because they are bad. Now, when you look at the world, this simple idea that the existence of bad people that you have to fight is basically the reason for every war, for everything, almost everything that is wrong with the world. People are fighting at each other. Look at a map of this world. You see all these countries with different colors, and they all have an army. Why? Because people beyond their border might be bad. You have to protect yourself. And if everybody thinks that way and the other people are bad, it might be a good idea to attack them first. A preemptive strike. War after war after war. Suffering after suffering after suffering. And the reason beyond this all is fear. Fear tells you that other people are different, are bad. And many people who fight the system, who think they are fighting the system, think accordingly this concept. Think from fear. There are other people bad, they do bad things, they are in control behind the scenes, suppressing us, so we have to fight them. Or even more passively, find a different way in a different country where things are different. And of course, they are not. The frequency of fear is everywhere. Then how can we stay true to ourselves? There's only one way. Accept that other people are basically just like you. And of course, good people can do bad things. Especially if they start to think from fear that other people are bad. This is the reason behind racism and wars. But it doesn't mean that they are bad. And you can only escape this frequency of fear. You can only escape the system. You can only stay true to yourself if you start to look differently at other people, at the universe, and at yourself. If you look at other people with eyes of love, you start to do what Christ long ago told you to do. Love your enemy. And when you look with eyes of love, you look at the inside of other people. And there you see a little child that is afraid, that is in need of your attention. Your love, your unconditional love. And looking at this way, it is basically looking not with your eyes, but seeing with your heart is the way to stay true to yourself, to escape, to be free from the frequencies of fear that are surrounding you. And especially in this time, it is very, very important. Why? Because the frequencies of fear and all the ideas based on this frequency of fears, ideas of duality, ideas promoting struggle, war, they are destroying mankind. They are the cause of poverty, climate change, because we are no longer not only afraid for other human beings, we are also afraid for the universe, for the earth itself. We should all be in control, not act in harmony with the earth, with the universe. But no, we should control everything. And this creates disaster. A new way of seeing, a new way of being is needed. And this way is staying true to yourself, to your inner light. And this can only be possible when you realize that you are simply not a part of these frequencies of fear. You are not a part of duality. You are oneness. You are light. You are love. And when you realize this, you know that there is only one way of looking, of seeing other people. And this is looking from out your heart, looking with eyes of love, and see this lost inner child in other people living in fear. Because people who live in fear, who act from fear, who want to stay on top in control, they have always lost the contact with their inner child. They always forget, have forgotten what they really are. Beings of light. So don't live in fear. Don't believe that other people are bad. See the goodness in everything. See the light in other people. And by doing this, you are not only staying true to yourself, you are igniting this light. Have you ever had the experience that someone is really seeing you? How precious this experience is, what this means to you. And yet, you can give this experience to everybody. And then you bring change, the change this world needs. You will set other people free from the frequency of fear, and thereby ending the age of fear, the age of duality. Thank you for listening.